Chapter 3. The Best Operating System. Ethereum mining places a high demand on hardware, so you need an operating system that can get the job done with efficient drivers. You have your pick of Linux, Windows, or EthOS. EthOS. At the heart of EthOS lies a Linux backbone without all the advanced user requirements. It's actually based off of Ubuntu and is the OS of choice if all you want is to mine and do nothing else. For $39, you can access it remotely by SSH, and it isn't that hard to install. It's easy to set and forget. Plus, it has the option to overclock as part of the operating system. Set and forget is what the new miners want. EthOS provides that. They value time saved and don't mind the slight costs. Now, there are those miners who love building a rig from the ground up, and I'm one of them. But not everybody wants that from the get-go. With EthOS, there are fewer scripts to create and drivers to download, and there's less compiling. You fire up the hardware, the drive, enter your wallet data, and mine. Done deal. Time saved. In the end, you should think about whether or not you want the ability to mine different coins in the future. EthOS allows mining with several GPU mineable coins. Windows OS allows mining of almost all coins, so it's a safe bet too. But it's not free. When in doubt, go with what you feel most comfortable with. So all in all, the advantages of EthOS are some small amount of convenience, the web monitor, which admittedly is not useful for all, the remote configuration, again depending on your needs. Disadvantages: cost. Never assume that because you pay for something that it is automatically superior to a free alternative. Another disadvantage: updates, which are presumably tied to EthOS update release schedule. If cost is an issue, you may want to try Gen EthOS, which is free. It was designed by a miner for miners. Windows. Mining Ethereum on Windows is a lengthy, multi-step process. One of the best guides is at the website CryptoCompare.com under How to Mine Ethereum. In terms of cost, stability, and admin options, some say Linux is better, but then they neglect to mention that it's much harder than using Windows. Besides, Windows does get better drivers and overclocking tools, which allow users to get away with only strap modding the BIOS and ease of use. So go with what you feel comfortable with to avoid less stress when starting something new. The best apps for mining. A few apps that need to mention are MinerGate and TeamViewer. MinerGate is a multi-currency mining pool with Easy on the Eyes GUI miner and supports Ethereum, Zcash, Monero, and other altcoins. You can even mine cryptocurrencies on the go. Make some mobile crypto and exchange it to Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, or other coins on exchange at Changely.com. The best part is the built-in multi-pool. Its algorithm will ensure that you're getting the best bang for the buck out of your components. It will also allow Ethereum blocks to be sent to other miners according to their computer specifications and even hash rate. That makes Ethereum mining available from almost any PC with a click of the mouse. TeamViewer. It's an option if you want to mine remotely and you don't need any port forwarding, public IP, etc., though you will need some way to restart your PC if it hangs. Speaking of which, yes, there are ways to power off on your PC remotely. I can turn off on via Ethernet connection by using tools from ServerTech's website at servertech.com. You can power up to 8 PCs and set up Windows to reboot in case of a freeze in the OS. Wattman is also recommended. It allows you to tweak the GPU settings on the fly. You can also use an app called GPU-Z for this too.